Now, you mentioned the Cam Newton situation.
Yes, yeah,
so
we got the good man online.
We'd get the man online who knows all about that, was sitting in that chair yesterday that you're in. Steve Salisbury is on the line. Hello, now, Steve, have you got the SEN tie on?
No, I've gone open collar again.
Right.
I'm suited up. I'm looking really nice. But again, when it's going to be any time you're driving around all day and you got to see different people, if it's above 20 degrees, I don't think you should wear a tie.
No.
Well, tell me about the Cam, mate. The Cam Newton one. I went through that before. It's a fascinating little bit of news, isn't it? That they would leave him out of the starting team for not wearing his tie on the plane.
It's interesting, okay? There's the story, and then there's the story behind the story. And to me, the story behind the story is much more interesting.
Good.
What I do know about this situation is I've got a close personal friend who was a college roommate at Cal Berkeley with Ron Rivera. And everything that this fellow has...
Who is the coach, of course, of the Panthers. So
yeah, Ron Rivera is the head coach of the Panthers, the guy who actually suspended... who sat Cam down for that first play. So what I have been told about Ron Rivera is that he's a very fair guy, but that he believes that there is an undermining going on. And I don't think he's ever going to admit that to anybody. But there is there's really no secret that Cam is having an awful season. Mm. And it's not so much how he plays on the field, but it's how he plays for the press and – just if you watch him, his body language is pitiful. And he's supposed to be a leader on that team. He's supposed to be a leader of men. And he's failing miserably in both of those areas. And what Ron Rivera did, in my opinion, I haven't heard this from his friend, but what Ron Rivera did, in my opinion, is it was sort of a preemptive shot to let Cam know that he's not above the team and that he will be brought into line. Now, Cam doesn't deal with that stuff very well, and I do know that that's the type of thing that would upset him. I think in the off season, they've had an awful season. Ron Rivera is a very good coach. He's a very good defensive-minded coach. He's got an incredibly talented quarterback in Cam Newton. But Cam's head is not right. And if I'm Jerry Richardson, the owner of the Carolina Panthers, what I'm doing is I'm pulling Cam aside. I think in the next few weeks you're going to start to see does Cam go – or does Ron go type of argument? And I don't think it's to that point yet. I think these are grown men. They obviously have differences, but I'm here to tell you that all the differences are Cam's fault. Cam's got to grow up.
So what's the take on it in the U.S.? Because we're talking about the player that was voted the best player in the league last year. Has he just lost his way? Is that it? He's just got too big for his boots? And is that the scenario?
I think, Brian, that last year, I mean, he's incredibly talented. And he's big, and he's strong, and he's athletic, and he's a good-looking man. And
we know him out here because he was out here with the Tigers, of course, wasn't he?
That's right. But yeah. See, I've always had problems with Cam, not personally, but as a quarterback and as a leader, because the thing about that position is there's an incredible amount of work that has to go into it if you're going to be successful. And all the great ones work day and night to be the best they can. Tom Brady, Andrew Luck, Joe Montana did it, Steve Young, Troy Aikman, all those guys. Cam does not like to work, from what I'm told. And Cam is so incredibly talented that and I'm talking like generationally talented. Like the physical gifts that guy has, you don't see very often. And he was so good that he was able to carry his Auburn football team to a national championship, largely on just physical ability. You can't do that in the pros. Yet last year, with the way that they ran their offense, he was able to do it, and it was a perfect storm of the defense playing really well and a bunch of other stuff coming together for the Panthers last year that they were able to go 15-1. But defenses are smart, and defenses learn how to adapt to what a player does, and they look at what you do as a player, and they go, well, he does this well, he doesn't do that well. Let's make him do the thing he doesn't do well. And that's what defenses are doing this year to Cam Newton. And he hasn't evolved his game to a point where he can compensate for that and find other ways to beat people. And then he gets frustrated and he pouts. And most quarterbacks on the sideline should be, when they're on the sideline not playing, so when the offense is off the field and the defense is on, they should be rallying the troops, talking to the receivers, talking to everybody. Cam, if you look at Cam, every time they show Cam, and I don't watch him 24/7 during a game, but every time they show him, he's got the towel over his head. and he's sitting typically by himself on the bench, and that is not what you want your quarterback to do.
Steve,
so they need to pull him aside in the offseason and say, look, pal, you've got some real potential to do great things, but you're going to have to whip yourself into shape. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens in Carolina.
Steve, the discipline of players in the game over there. Now, we've just seen the situation we've been discussing here with Jarman Impey, who's crashed into five cars, albeit at low speed, but still done it and been suspended for one game. In rugby league here, had that happened, that would have gone to an independent integrity body who would have determined the penalty for the player. That's what happens. What happens over there? Because I know, having been there and seen it, that the indiscretions are quite regular, particularly with the higher net worth that some of these blokes have got, particularly in the off-season. What would happen in the same situation with Jarman Impey over there? Would it be gone to an independent body, or would the club decide it?
Well, I guess the first thing that what the clubs do, and they use this as kind of a cop-out, is they go, well, we're going to let the criminal investigation ensue. Mm. So if like the police are called in, they'll kind of, what they'll do is, so they'll try to do their internal investigation typically. Mm. If it's a player who hasn't had a lot of history of screwing up and, you know, nobody died or nobody was, you know, there was not a lot of bodily injury done, they'll usually just go, oh, look at, you know, we're going to sit him down, or we've had a conversation with him, or he's going to go to a course or something like that, and they'll rule it in-house. If it's outside, there's a code of conduct that the players are required to adhere to, and if they don't, then it can go to the NFL, and the NFL has they've got sort of a body that looks at how they behave.
Yeah, a disciplinary body, yeah.
Thank you, a disciplinary body. Yeah. So it could go to the NFL, it can be done by the team, and it could also be done by the authorities, so it's similar to what happens here. So if it's a really bad thing, and the guy's got a history, then the team may sit him down. But what you will see, and some coaches will tell you, I mean, somebody like Jimmy Johnson said, I will always be consistent with my players, and that is I will treat you all differently.
Well, that's a Kevin Bartlett rule of life. He's
at least he's on. Hey, Steve, just to finish up, in the history of the NFL, when has a quarterback beaten a coach when it's come down to he goes or I go?
Typically, the player is the one. You know, I would say probably 70% of the time, if it's a noteworthy player, teams are going to side with him because it's so difficult to find somebody who plays that position well. But if it's somebody like Bill Belichick or Bill Walsh or Vince Lombardi or guys like that,
yep,
you might side with the coach. So, it comes down to the two parties involved. It comes down to a player's age. It comes down to, you know, what the player does in the community. I mean, there's so many different variables and different scenarios that are considered when teams make decisions about this.
The sanity of the owner comes into it somewhere as well, because he's the one who gets to make the final decision. Thanks for your time, Steve. Appreciate it.